Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special podcast. Today, the person that I'm going to be interviewing usually has the honor of interviewing others, but today I'm very happy to say that I have the great honor of interviewing Magdalena Sermon.
Michael, I want to start off by thanking you for doing this interview. It's always a complete pleasure to have the opportunity to speak with you and to work with you here at the NATO Association of Canada.
I appreciate that, Magdalena. So I'd just like to start off by asking you, as the NATO Association of Canada's office closes for the Christmas holidays, if you look back over the past 4 months, what were some of your most memorable moments here?
Definitely having the opportunity to interview various diplomats, delegates, senior-level government officials, influential members of our community, scholars, academics, and students has definitely been a huge highlight for me. As you know, I've been with the NATO Association of Canada over the past year and a half, and I've done over 350 interviews with 350 tracks, which has been featured under the Global Horizons program. My actual podcast is Canada's NATO podcast, and it's definitely something that has been beneficial to our young professionals and our students as a means of obtaining advice from diplomats about diplomacy, international relations, and global affairs. On top of that, I also want to say that one of the most memorable moments for me was serving as the project manager for our 62nd ATA General Assembly, which took place on October 11th and 12th at the Weston Harbor Castle. And as you know, that was a huge success. It was a complete honor to serve as the project manager of this conference with you, Michael. You also served as a project manager. And as you guys all know, we had senior level government officials. We had the Honorable Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Honorable Stéphane Dion. And that was definitely something that will stick with me for the rest of my life, because that was by far, our 62nd ATA General Assembly was by far one of the biggest conferences that the NATO Association of Canada has put on. And as you all know, I serve as a project manager, project coordinator, Canada's NATO podcast contributor, former program editor of Global Horizons, research analyst, and as a mentor here at the NATO Association of Canada. And I can say that throughout my period here with the association, I've served on a number of projects. If you guys go on my LinkedIn, you'll see all of the projects that I've managed, but by far, in terms of project management, I can say that it was a complete pleasure to work with you, because it oftentimes takes a good project manager to realize and to recognize another good project manager. And I want to say that our 62nd ATA General Assembly was a huge success as a result of our project management skills and as a result of the team and the work that our program editors and research analysts and volunteers put into the conference.
If we think about the 62nd ATA General Assembly, what were some specific moments that you enjoyed?
Specific moments that I enjoyed was obviously working with you very closely. We both put in an immense amount of work into this conference. And it showed, you know, we had senior level government officials, representatives from Europe, and representatives from the government come up to us and tell us how impressed they were with the organization of our conference. And that's something that I'm very proud of, because to this day, I'm receiving emails with compliments from people from Europe and people internationally telling me how impressed they were with the conference, with the quality, the high quality of speakers that we had, and with overall the setup of the entire conference from the very start to the very end. So that was definitely something that will stick with me. And on top of that, also having an opportunity to meet with the Minister of Foreign Affairs was a highlight, because we both met him together. And as project managers, obviously you know this, serving as a project manager is definitely beneficial, because it provides you with an opportunity to manage the team that we have here at the NATO Association of Canada, but on top of that, to have the chance to speak with someone who's currently a minister here in Canada is something that I will remember forever, because we approached him, we talked to him about the work that we're doing at the NATO Association of Canada, and we developed a relationship as a result of that. So I'm very thankful for having had that opportunity, but most of all, I'm very thankful to have had the privilege of working with you and our team here.
If I could just say, we did meet the minister. He was a very nice man. We rode the elevator with him, and he took a picture with us. That was truly a memorable moment. So thank you for that, Magdalena.
Thank you.
What are some of the future projects that you are going to be working on here at the NATO Association?
That's a really good question. So the next project that I'll be managing with you and serving as project managers on is our upcoming NATO Economy Forum on mining and infrastructure. And the NATO Economy Forum is scheduled to take place on the 8th of March at the Ontario Trade Centre. And now keep in mind that I served as the project manager of our Economy Forum last year. And last year was a huge success. I had the opportunity to work very closely with Bushra, who was a former program editor here. And we had diplomats, we had various delegates, we had ambassadors, consul generals, and I can say that it was by far one of the most successful events that took place last year, because we had a combination of diplomats with industry professionals, professionals who knew a lot about and know a lot about infrastructure and mining. So this year, we will also have representation from various consulates. We'll have consul generals, ambassadors, and industry professionals who know a lot about mining and infrastructure. So I'm certainly looking forward to working with you very closely on our upcoming NATO Economy Forum. And I can say that I'm pleased to have the team that we have here at the NATO Association of Canada. We also have additional project coordinators, project managers that we'll have to utilize. So it's definitely something that I'm looking forward to taking part in the new year.
So just a sneak peek for this upcoming Economy Forum. It's only been about a week or so since invitations have been set out, and you've already received confirmation.
Yes. Yes. So as you know, Michael, we sent out invitations to all of the consul generals, all of the ambassadors. We reached out to the embassies and the consulates, and we also contacted all of the trade commissioners across Canada, and also in certain regions such as Poland, Turkey, Albania. So a lot of these countries, we've already reached out to delegates, and I've received a number of people confirming and RSVPing. A number of these consul generals that I've established relationships with, whether it be via interviewing or whether it be through attending various events, they have sent me an email confirming their attendance. So definitely looking forward to our upcoming NATO Economy Forum. And it's we started out with a solid start.
So great. So if anybody knows Magdalena, one thing that she does very well is she always represents the NATO Association at events that are held throughout the year. So you've attended so many events over the past 4 months. Name one event that really sticks in your memory to this day.
So I can definitely say that throughout my period of serving a year and a half here, I've had the privilege of attending numerous events as one of the NATO Association of Canada's outreach coordinators, public outreach coordinators. And I can say that one of the most recent events that I attended, that I was invited to attend, that definitely stood out was the Canada-China Business Council event, because the organization of this event was highly impressive.